And there must be enough to prepare this table.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 578. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from The Canals. The song is called Universal Glue. It's on the band's new album, Steadman's Wake, which just came out September 24th of this year on the band's own Black Park Records. It's the band's first album in 20 years, and even that album 20 years ago was kind of just a collection of demos. It's very good to have them back. Does it sound like The Canals? Well, sure. I mean, that band went through a lot of changes and they sounded like a lot of different things, but it's still jangle pop. Some a little more REM and some a little more Gin Blossoms, but both of them are very good. So happy to have them back. I hope there's a tour because I've never seen that band. And boy, let's talk about foundational, right? Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week and we're going to start off a little loud here. This is a track by TV Crime. It's called Neo Waltz.
Baby,
I like that one, but don't let Tipper Gore know, because I think there were some dirty words in there. And that was the Killer Hearts from Houston, Texas, and the song Good Time Motherfucker from the Skin Tight Electric album that just came out September 24th on Spaghetti Town Records. On that label, by the way, excellent label, bringing out lots of garage, punk and roll, dirty stuff, glammy stuff, stuff I like. The band, fantastic. The album, fantastic. You'll hear about it when it's time to count those things down at the end of the year. But more importantly, they're on tour now, so go check them out. It is bound to be a crazy time. Before that, we heard from TV Crime with the song Neo Waltz. That's on the band's album Metal Town, which came out 2019 on Alien Snatch Records. The band is from Nottingham in the UK, and lots of different things happening there. Some straight ahead rock, some power pop. I like it all, but I think you can listen to that online and figure out if you like it too. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to slow things down here. On a track by Teenage Jones. This song is called Apple Pie.
Give it up. You've got a bucket list that makes you scream fuck. And there's only one thing on it, but it's enough to break you tough. Smoke a dart. Tell her that you love her and she'll break your heart. Cause you know she doesn't want it, but that's a part.
Yeah. day pay for Okino. I'd be laughing at the irony, bottle it up and you will surely explode. You'd say, why didn't you tell me? And I'd say, well, I wanted to, but couldn't figure out my burdens. Shouldn't I become yours now? I swear I wanted to, practiced when I was alone. Take a chance on me, babe.
warned you we're going to get quiet there for a bit. I hope you listened to me. I hope you weren't operating any heavy machinery. We ended the set with Night Jacket with the song Lonely Archer. I found that on a 4-song EP called Following the Curves that the band put out themselves. Just digital only, self-release. Find that on Bandcamp. They put that out in May. It's an excellent little EP, and as the band gets compared to the Sundays a lot, you know you're going to get really good things. Before that, we heard from Boy Scouts, the project of Taylor Vick from Oakland, California. The song I played was That's Life, Honey, and that's on the Wayfinder album that just came out last week, October 1st, on Anti Records. If you like that song, you're going to like that whole album. It sounds like that pretty much through and through. Luckily, that's a pretty good sound, isn't it? And then we started that set with Teenage Jones with the song Apple Pie. That's on a 5-song EP called Taste of Me. I picked that up digitally from that Adelaide, Australia band, but I think they actually have vinyl as well. I just didn't want to pay the shipping on that one. That came out May of this year as well. Anyway, I'm about out of time here, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 578, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of things coming up here to entertain you. We have the Abigail... Looking at the concert calendar, there's lots of things out here to entertain you. On the 11th, that Radke show at Record Bar has been canceled. Just like the show on the 14th, the Abigail Williams show at Riot Room, that has been canceled. The 14th, though, we do have Front Bottoms at the Granada. The 15th, Other Americans are at Lemonade Park. The 16th, Casket Lottery is at the Replay, or North by North is at Lemonade Park, or Youth Pool is at the Mini Bar. On the 17th, Black Star Kids are playing Record Bar. On the 19th, Inner Altar is at 7th Heaven, or Prong is at the Uptown. On the 22nd, Thong Gag is playing Velo Garage, or Killer Hearts are playing at the Easy Inn. That should be a sleazy night. On the 23rd, Dr. Dog at the Truman, or Nameless Number Headman at the Replay. The 24th, Nice at Farewell. 27th, William Ellie and Whitmore at Record Bar. 28th, Major Matt Mason USA at the Mini Bar. 29th, Mensa Death Squad is playing at the Mini Bar, or Jordana is playing at the Bottleneck. And that takes us into November. There's a few things in there that look exciting. Certainly that Military Gun Show at Revolution Records on the 6th is something that's been on my calendar forever. Looking at the website, we've got a couple of new things out there. Photos and video of the Elevator Division and Nameless Number Headman show, as well as photos and video from the Songbird sessions last week featuring Michaela Scott. Still working on photos of a couple of other shows that I caught over the weekend as well. Anyway, we've got time for one last track here, so I'm going to play by local Kansas City band Elevator Division, and it's a song from the band's 2-song 7-inch that they just released October 1st. It's a limited edition, lathe cut, high price tag, collector scum sort of thing, and it's just beautiful. But if you're not into those prices, then you can just go to Bandcamp, pay $2, and get both of these songs, whichever, just do one or the other. The song I'm playing here is Torn Apart. It's the B-side, and it's a good representation of the band. They've been gone for a long time, but they've returned with some of their shoegaze, maybe a little less bombastic than they used to be, and with a few newer modern commercial elements, which I think is a fun twist. So good to have the band back here. Let's end with this. This is Elevator Division with Torn Apart. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.